This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm more like Atari. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Thursday, 1 o'clock. We haven't been able to do this in a while. There's just been a million moving parts and NFL draft, NFL schedule, blah, 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 blah. Now, though, we get to do it. Bleep you Thursday. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I'd like to kick this off. I have a bleep you for people, and then I have a bleep you to myself.
I can't wait for this.
There's a lot to do here. But I want to start with, we teased this a little earlier. Congratulations to all the graduates out there. Dan Quinn is the head football coach for the Washington Commanders. And in college, he played his college ball at Salisbury University. I think it used to be called Salisbury State. I don't know why there's a movement afoot to remove all states from universities. Like Towson State is now Towson.
I don't think none of them are states.
Yeah. That's probably
why they're changing it.
I suppose. But Dan Quinn gave the commencement speech at Salisbury University, and this is how he concluded his remarks.
Which leads me back to where we started and the four words I wish I was told when I was in your chair. And now I live by. So, ladies and gentlemen of Salisbury University's class of 2025, let it rip.
Yeah, baby.
I
wonder what the president thought.
The president thought, "Yo, Dan Quinn's gonna get me on SportsCenter, and I'm excited."
You know what it is, though. People have to understand. You have to live life, man. And what he said was, "Let it rip. Let it." Y'all know what I'm saying? Rip. And when you go into a situation, when you get out of school, everybody is doubtful and don't want to try stuff. Sometimes you got to go for it. You never know. You got all that education from the last 4 years, some people 5, 6, 7 years. You got it? Go out there and put it to work. And no, you may not know everything in the first job you get. But if you don't take that leap, you may never ever find out what you really have inside of you.
I totally agree. And yeah. So here's my first bleep you of the day. Now, the phone lines are open. If you want to bleep somebody, fire away. 800-636-1067. So I tweeted this out. Nikki Javala tweeted it out first. I saw it from her. A lot of people are reacting. Not a lot. I'd say it's 80-20 people loving it. But to the 20% that are worried about the appropriateness of speaking at a college, say an elementary school, if that was DQ's message at my daughter's kindergarten graduation, mm-hmm. I would take issue with it.
You graduated from college, you're an adult, right?
Right. You think these kids haven't heard that? You know what they search for from commencement speakers? Authenticity. What DQ did was authentic and real, and that's going to make an impact with these kids far beyond.
You know what, man? Jay, I'm 100% on board with you this one, because the problem with society, okay? I'm on my soapbox today.
Yeah, get on it.
We got kids in their 20s and 30s, and we're still treating their ignorant asses like they're high schoolers, elementary school students, and we wonder why the hell they don't have a job, why they still living in the house, why they don't do a damn thing that's anything that's positive. Because we still treat them like kids as adults. We're adults. Okay? If we want our kids to be more, you know what you got to do? Have expectations. Hold them to the fire. Don't just sit up there and let them constantly, oh, yeah, I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a job. I'd be damned if I'm going to be getting in my house, waking up, going to work, and taking care of a grown man or woman. You're going to get you a damn job. You're going to go out there and do something. And you know what? Sometimes you got to tell them the truth. Life ain't easy. You know, I've told my kids several times, I built this damn house. You don't have a house. You got the right to live here because I allow it. But you're going to have to go out and get your own one day. Don't always think that your mom and daddy are going to take care of you. And it's a lot of moms out there. You know, you baby your damn sons. And a lot of daddies, you baby your daughters. Make them grow up.
Well said. I think it's also okay to not feel the need to be offended on behalf of other people. Like, oh, that could offend somebody. Shut up.
No.
If you're not offended, shut up. Landfield, let the people who
play
are offended.
Play the end of that again for me, Landfield, please.
Ladies and gentlemen of Salisbury University's class of 2025, let it rip.
Those people were happy. That's positive. That's saying thank you. We got somebody telling us the stuff the right way. Why the hell is everybody out there mad? You know who's mad? Those who not letting it rip. Yeah. Those who sitting in their mama's basement chilling and ain't doing a damn thing in a positive manner. Let's get over that stuff sometimes.
I think we found a good one to lead off Bleep You Thursday with. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. People are chiming in via social media as well. Dwayne says, bleep J.P. Finley for thinking that everyone should know the term blitz in football, especially if you've never watched or followed the sport. What's a golden duck in cricket? It's one of the most popular terms in cricket. I'm pretty sure you don't know what it is. Dwayne, it's a big day of self-recognition. I do not know what a golden duck is in cricket. Here's what I don't understand. Like, you follow me, and clearly you listen to the radio show. Like, doesn't it make sense? I know what a blitz is and not a golden duck. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't think we talk about cricket one day, have
we? I think the first day AD bought lunch was because he told me to bet on cricket, and it didn't hit, and he felt bad. I think I, like, laid the wickets with Pakistan or something. I don't know exactly how it went down, but I've tried to watch cricket before. Like when I was a kid, we're talking early 90s.
It lasts a long time, dog.
Dog, going to Scotland. You know how many TV channels they had in Scotland? I'd be staying with like my great uncle.
It's a lot.
He had three channels. It was like BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three. And I wanted to watch something. I was trying to watch cricket just to understand it. That's an acquired taste, dog. Craig is in Baltimore. Hello, Craig. Who you mad at?
Good afternoon. In the original AJP, good afternoon to you both. I was mad at you and B. Mitch for taking off the same day. But then upon further thought, I'm mad at the people who left Lou Nell and Lou from Hell in charge. That was a boring charge. Please, man, don't y'all take off the same day.
All right, man. We appreciate how things get
Lou
Nell
and Lou, man. Who is
I don't know, man. All right. Earlier this week, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday, I had a preemptive bleep you. I think it was before you were back, B, but I've been complaining about this for some time. I have a problem. Remember I've told you how I keep getting EasyPass bills in the mail?
Yeah.
And I don't understand what the problem is. Like, my EasyPass is hanging up there. That Dulles Greenway, bleep you to them. That thing is a giant pain in the ass. That's a straight ripoff. But, like, the toll road I'm cool with, the EasyPass Beltway lanes, 95, like, I'm cool with those. The Greenway, legit, bleep you. But everything else, like, I got a good relationship. But they keep sending me these damn bills, and I don't understand why it just can't register my EasyPass. And then you get hit with the admin fee, uh-huh. Right? So say you owe them $7, but the bill is $27 because of the admin fee.
Yeah.
And then I got to, like, log in and tell them my EasyPass number and be like, yo, I have it. I'm not sure why it didn't work, blah, blah, blah. What night was it I was so concerned there were no sports? Monday? I believe it was Monday because somehow the idiots in charge scheduled no basketball or hockey. And the Nats were off. And everybody wanted me to watch wrestling. I'm sorry I didn't. Maybe someday. You know what I did? Brian, like any responsible adult, I did some housekeeping. I did some internal record keeping.
You found your thing, huh?
I went through a number of things. I paid some bills. I probably paid some old bills. I responded to some emails that I had missed. Everyone in my house was asleep. I wasn't ready for bed. I had my computer. It was a man and his computer doing work. And I was going through all these damn admin fees with all these damn tolls I had received. And I found out my 2019 Toyota Tacoma was still registered to my Easy Pass, not the 2024 Toyota 4Runner. And
somebody else is driving your truck?
No, those plates don't exist anymore. And what they do when they don't catch your Easy Pass numbers, they just run, because you're going through there, they're taking photographs of your plates. And so my plates were going nowhere. And that's why they were mailing everything to me, and I was dealing with all these admin fees. And left hand up, bleep you to me, it was all my fault. I know you're shocked. That seems very, very out of character for me.
100% in character.
No, very out of character. Highly, highly out of character. Mm-mm. Super annoying, though. Now it's taken care of. So don't worry, Landfill. We've alleviated that. JoJo is in Hyattsville. JoJo, who you mad at, man?
Hey, I got a big bleep you to all these people that call in with these long-winded bleep yous that don't make no damn sense. And then I got a bleep you to all the people that call and ask D-Mitch anything, and they always ask them the same dumbass questions all the time. Thank you.
Yo, B-Mitch, what's the hardest hit you ever took? Great call right there. Thank you. Yo, B-Mitch, in 2002, you and I met outside of a grand opening of Chili's in Laurel. Those are my people. White Brian, Professor Landini, have you been wronged at all? Anything to share with the group? Has it been a rough week?
Everything's going great for me.
White Brian?
Bleep Texas A&M. They're up 3-0 on Auburn right now.
In baseball?
SEC tournament.
They're going to lose.
And White Brian, how excited are you about the return of Hard Knocks to the Meadowlands?
Yeah, bleep HBO. I don't want to see the Giants on that program anymore.
That was a tough look. Tough look.
Oh, had a lot of excitement in that.
Let's go to Jay in D.C. Jay, who you mad at, man?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Good, buddy.
Man, how JT, man, today, man, I believe you go to you, Holmes.
Nah,
I don't know. Look. Yeah, look, I never met you. I never been in the same room with you, so I don't know what the beef is. The last three times I called, you leave me on hold the whole show. I never get to make my comment, man. So I don't know what's going on. Then I called him last week to talk about the draft, and you left me on hold. And I said, I'm going to just stay on hold and see how long leave me on hold. You know, they left me on hold all the way through, like, the first 10, 12 minutes of the Grand Danny show. I said, what can I say?
That's not my fault. Like,
it's somebody's fault, man. I call, I say, we'll talk JP, and they say, I'll put you on the line. I think you hitting the button to bring us up. I don't know how to work, but go ahead. I'll let you explain.
I think it's Jeff's fault, one.
Everything is Jeff's fault.
Well, hold on. Today, there's some calls going on, right? And it says, Jay and DC, great call. What'd I do? I went right to Jay and DC. It's a great call. It's funny. I'm into
it.
Because
I told Jeff, I told Jeff this, I said, y'all, I have no, the last three times, I got to say something to this dude today. So Jeff did me a solid and put me in the front of the line to make sure that, man, I confront you.
So now you
that,
see
man.
How Jeff can get you on whenever you want to get on. Jeff didn't say that last time.
Well, let me also
Jeff, see, I figured Jeff trying to do his job, he put me in queue, put me in line, so I just go in line. But today it's different because I say, all right, look at Jeff, I've been trying to wait in line, and the line just too long for me, so
he can do it anytime he want to do it. He can put you in the front of the line.
Hold on. The other part
don't
of this is if we do a call segment and then we have a guest, we got to take the guest the next segment. So sometimes we just aren't able to get right back to the callers. That's the other part
of this. I understand that, but that's here and there. That's three times straight, JP. That's all I'm saying.
The streak is over.
Three times.
All right, bro.
It's a four strike program. Man. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you for listening.
Yep, it's always J-Dawg's fault when y'all don't get on the line.
J-Dawg's forever.
Y'all know when JV not in here, I'm taking calls. I take all the calls.
I'm taking this call. Emily in Leesburg. Hello, Emily. Who you mad at?
Hi. I'm really mad at my coding teacher. I failed my first class this year, so bleep them.
Bleep them? What kind of coding?
Yeah, tried coding this year. It didn't go well.
Well, Emily, I can assure you, you did better than I did. I'm sorry about that.
Thank you.
Go get them next time.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bleep right. that teacher. let's try Chris.
Y'all said it's a teacher fault, huh?
Definitely. Chris is in Culpeper. Every class I ever failed was definitely the teacher's fault.
No, it was your fault.
Chris is in Culpeper. What's up, Chris?
What's going on? Yeah, I wanted to give a bleep you to all this Hard Knocks talk. That was brought up yesterday. It's really super annoying, and thank you so much. So bleep you, and thank you so
who
much.
At us or wait. See ya, Chris. Just is that the dude that was screaming about it being stale? I got a bunch of text messages about the stale guy. Shout out to the stale guy. Oh boy, Wildcard Scotty on the line. Hello, Scott. Who you mad at?
I'm mad at the world, man. What's happening, fellas?
Nothing, dude. What do you got?
Why are you mad at the world?
All right. Oh, man, I'm not mad at the world, you know.
So why you say you're mad at the world?
Yo, the gummy just hit right when Scotty got on the phone.
Exaggerated. Everything with Wild Card is exaggerated, you know what I mean?
Man, you don't hurt him. Get to the point.
I'm getting to the point right now. These kids that I coach, all right, I volunteer my time, goodness of my heart. These kids are climbing the fence after about seven innings. They're now 6 and 7 year olds. You know, my patience ran thin after an hour and a half. These cats are climbing the fence, literally jumping. I got to bleep you to the parents that don't know how to handle their children. That's my bleep you.
It looks like the coach don't know how to control the kids.
Well done, Scotty.
That looks like to me.
B. Mitch?
No.
I'm just saying.
B. Mitch spares no quarter for Wild Card Scotty.
My daddy dropped me off. I don't care what my daddy says. If I did something wrong, the coach checked me.
Scotty, thank you. I'm going to try to get everybody thank in you. Just because everybody's hating on me. Commander Tequila calling from California.
Oh,
hello,
Lord.
Commander. How do you do?
I'm pretty good. Hey, we got some good fans and we got some bleeping fans. You know, I like the good fans, but we got some fans like mules, you know. There's one fan I don't like, chat, Jamie Quick. I'm going to bleep him because he's talking about trade Darren Payne. Well, if Jamie Quick had a football, I think Darren Payne ran him over like 25 times, 60 times, just to sack him a bunch of times. And then he wants to trade B-Rob. Give the ball to B-Rob. I bet you can't sack B-Rob not even once. Because you can tear him up, break his legs, go through his ankles, break his ribs, going over him time like 20, 50 times, you know? But then don't cheer my guys. These are some good guys.
Thank you, Commander.
Well, this fool needs to go back to football.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah. Enjoy the sunshine of California.
Woo!
Vinny, quick, bleep you.
What's going on, B-Mitch? Hey, I met you at the 106.7 The Fan Live Show. So, no, I'm just playing. I want to give my bleep you. I want to say bleep you to the Tish Push for being passed. Bleep you to JP for being so strict about this sports terminology. And I want to bleep myself real quick for losing to Jeff and Madden to the same damn play.
Yeah, I heard you kick your ass.
That's embarrassing,
man.
Dog.
He beat you 55 to what?
Yeah, 28. It's all over. I'm going to get it back. Trust me.
That's embarrassing.
Hey, I learned what I need to do.
Thank you.
Here,
thanks, Vinny. Appreciate you, buddy.
Oh, we know Jeff was going to let
that
one get through.
Can't be losing to Jeff. Last one, C-Dub via Twitter says, can I get a bleep you for every speed camera in the DMV? Yes, you can, sir.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Bleep you to all of them.
Hey,
all right.
Y'all don't know where they're at?
They still pop up new ones.
I
Peter
you,
Rosenberg
I come around your
joins
house,
us
I know where
next.
They all at.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Should be talking to Peter Rosenberg in just a moment. We're excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to our boy Peter up ESPN New York, Peter, Hot 97. I saw him on First Take earlier this week. But, dude, we got to start. What is the vibe in New York City after the Knicks collapsed last night?
That was a collapse.
You know, it's funny. I actually want to get into that part about whether it's exactly a collapse or not. Because that is, to me, it's an interesting conversation. But it's, the mood is not good, I'd say. I'd say the mood is morose. I'm about to head into the radio station, so I'll see. But based on what it felt like watching it, guys, it's not great. It's not great. That is a very frustrating loss. I can point out good things to take away from it, namely the fact that Indiana literally had to have a perfect start and a perfect finish to steal that game from you, but can you recover from just how low you are after a loss like that? That's going to be the hardest thing facing the Knicks.
I think the one thing I noticed, Peter, I looked at 5 minutes, 15 seconds in the game, and I saw some of the dumbest shots taken and no defense played. And when you don't, and you take dumb shots, they were shooting with 17, 18 seconds on the clock. Instead of take that thing down some more. And they will shoot and hit, and the Pacers score 7 seconds later. Then they come right back, and they do the exact same thing. They miss a shot, or they'll get 2 points. Pacers got three. At that point, I started to get worried. And with 5 minutes and something in the game, I got worried.
Yeah, you're trading 2 for 3.
Yeah.
And now Nesmith is playing perfect basketball, and you're right. You're rushing shots, and then there were a couple of really bad defensive lapses. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, it's so trite and it's so obvious, but like two of your best players miss free throws in the last minute.
Yep.
And if Cat makes his free throw, they're probably good. And then if OG makes his free throw, they're still probably good. They both missed one. And then, listen, how many times Tyrese Halliburton's an incredible player, but the amount of times out of 10 that he would have made that shot, the running step back off the back of the iron, it was the perfect storm. But the one thing I was going to ask you about is it completely a collapse? Like, did they fall apart at the end of the game, or were they, like, outplayed by a team that hit everything? It didn't – because to me, it's collapse. I think of, like, one huge mistake after another, JP. It wasn't that. Do you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? They got to look at it, though. When
Brunson, they did have some
when
turnovers.
Brunson threw the ball in – and he slipped, almost lost the ball there. The second time he jumps in there and just throws the ball back in, don't know where it's going. They did a lot of things that were like elementary late in that game.
That, you know, that, see, so that is a good point. They survived a couple of the moments that would have been the most sort of like symptomatically collapse-like.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up surviving those moments, but you're right. Those little things did happen. And what I found odd, I felt like Brunson seemed really winded at the end of regulation and overtime.
I thought a lot of them looked that way.
Yeah, he did. He looked like he couldn't really move.
That was Brunson's most rested game of the postseason. He sat the whole fourth quarter. Like, I was like, why does he seem like not right when he just sat from what? What did he sit from, like the 11-minute mark to the 4-minute mark?
And when he was sitting, they went way up.
Yeah, they got so. Peter, you know Jeff, our producer Jeff, who's a lovely person, but also a little bit nuts. He contends that the loss last night was Jalen Brunson's fault. And to that point, Brunson had to sit out like 7 minutes, and they went on like a 17-4 run.
Yeah.
That was a very weird circumstance. I think it's still crazy to say the loss is on Brunson, because I could also say the win, you know, what did he score, 41 points?
43.
I think the loss is on Thibodeau.
I think the only person you can point to in that spot is Thibodeau. I'm sorry. Like, that's, you have to own these moments. Up 14, under 3 minutes, that is a Thibodeau loss. But, you know, the heartbreaking part is they got great performances from everybody. And I have been of the mindset that if they get great performances from not even everybody, but like 3/4 or 4/5 of their core, they should be fine. And yesterday they really got it from everybody. Brunson was great. Cat was great. OG was good and great when he needed to be in moments. Josh Hart was really good. McBride was good. They really had Payne was good. They really got it from a lot of people and still lost the game. But I will tell you, I don't believe this is a team that's built to like mentally self-destruct. So even though it was awful, my guess is they will be fine heading into game two on Friday night.
You got to get Josh Hart some new sneakers.
I hope they are, but I'll tell you this. I watched the game, the Western Conference game, and Minnesota got some dogs. But you know what Oklahoma have? Consistency, and they are, what's the word I used earlier? They are
resilient.
Not just resilient. They are.
Oh, Oklahoma City, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, their length.
They
defensively
have discipline.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, New York had the better players overall, but down the stretch, they were not disciplined.
Dude, I mean, they were double. It was 7 turnovers for Indy, 15 for New York. And late in that game, now granted, the Pacers had to have some really good coaches' challenges, but they got them right, and those resulted in turnovers. And dude, points forced off turnovers. The Pacers gave up 4 points off 7 turnovers. The Knicks gave up 27 off 15.
Yeah, that's a terrible stat. That is a brutally damning stat.
What is this one like for you personally? We're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Peter is a DMV native. Burgundy and gold, I don't want to speak for you, but I imagine your love for the burgundy and gold outranks all of your other sports teams. Like, they are the one seed?
Significantly, yes.
I would guess. Okay. But you are also a Celtics fan, oddly. And the Knicks just knocked out the Celtics, and Jason Tatum is going to be hurt for a significant period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you juggle all that? Like, how you feel about sports with your professional jobs of dealing with sports in the city?
It's funny you bring that up. That has been a major topic of conversation this week on my show and in my house. Because I married a very hardcore New Yorker, and now have a child who was born in New York City. And
With the middle name Jaden.
That's right, of course. And the last couple of years, to be honest, the Celtics fanship has been in a tough spot for me. Because, you know, like you said, the Commanders are the Commanders. They're my 1A, you know, with a bullet, nothing's kind of close. When the Terps are playing meaningful basketball, obviously because of my going there, there's a deep thing there. Everything else because my hockey team's out of town, my basketball team's out of town. When you get older and then you move to a new market and you're hanging on to a team that's not even from the city from your, that you're from, I'm going to be honest, it is waning. I'm just going to be honest. That's hard for me to admit because I have such a long history with the Celtics and I do love them. But, like, I was, with the exception of Tatum getting hurt, I'm just being honest, I wasn't sad to see the Knicks beat the Celtics this year. I've been influenced by being here and by being with my wife. And, man, we air the Knicks on our station.
Like, yeah, dude.
At a certain point also, like, business does kick in a bit. I don't want to be talking baseball in May. Let the Knicks run to late June, please.
Sure, sure.
So to answer your question, I will not call myself a Knicks fan only because that would be fraudulent to all of the Knicks fans and what they've gone through. Like, you can't jump on. It would be like saying you're a Commanders fan after last year. Like, you can't.
Right.
They've been through too much as a fan base. But I will say, I am enjoying this team. And, like, I was legitimately disappointed last night. I won't lie to you. It wasn't all business. I was bummed out. Because, like, I mean, listen, you – well, B-Mitch, you're not originally from the area, but – but, like, JP, it's different when you stay in the area. When you leave and you're in a new town and it becomes your home also, to not share any teams with the people around you eventually becomes a bummer. Like, it's a bit of a bummer. Not from the Commander standpoint, again, because it's just too deep. But for the other stuff that you're not as deep on, it's kind of like same thing with baseball. I just sort of gravitated towards rooting for the Mets. It just sort of happens from being here.
It's like osmosis almost. Like, you're surrounded by it.
I cheer for all teams here. I don't cheer for no teams from Louisiana.
Like, but
I never
weren't you
did,
a Reds
though.
Fan growing up?
Yeah,
didn't
I'm
you
a
like
Reds
the Cincinnati
fan.
Reds?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did that kind of change?
I finally got here and I started to hang out with professional baseball players from other cities.
But were right. you an O's fan? Because, I mean,
I never liked the O's.
Okay.
Never did. It's Baltimore.
Right. I get it. It's just, it is interesting how we have these loyalties and then over time, like, life can either get in the way or complicate or change things.
Yeah. Listen, my wife wants me to straight up, like, assert the Celtics are dead. I'm a Knicks fan. Like, I cannot do that.
She's probably the only person who can get you, she's the only person that could probably get you to do it, Pete.
I know. She just stared at me as I said that. But
She has powers that
Listen,
we don't have.
It's like Jordan Hudson. People keep wondering, why is Bill Belichick doing all this? I'll tell you why.
Wait, hold on. This is a big deal. Is her name pronounced Jordan?
Whatever
it
her name
is.
It is
on this program. I don't know, dude.
I always assumed it was Jordan. Now I want to call her Jordan.
Doesn't she strike you as a Jordan?
She does. And by the way, I would like to say I dress significantly better than Bill Belichick, and I'm slightly younger. But, yeah, I will say, like, listen, the only team I put on my daughter is the one that led to her middle name. Every other team, she should be a New York person. She shouldn't be rooting for random. What, I'm going to give her a team that's from a market her dad's not even from? Like, that's ridiculous, right? Like, so now my daughter's a Knicks fan. So yeah, we're in this house. We're excited for the Knicks, and I'm hopeful. I really do think they'll bounce back. I said this on First Take. I'll say it to you guys. I think both teams are winning on the road in this series. Like I really do. So I still feel good about this team. I think the Knicks really do have a matchup advantage at every starting position. The problem is, you know, Tibbs' Achilles heel is not playing people.
Right.
And you could see last night how fresh the Pacers were because Rick Carlisle is willing to play people. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But, man, what a beautiful thing for all of us as basketball fans. Like, you guys are outside of the market. Wouldn't you agree getting this Pacers-Knicks thing is such a gift?
I hear the baby in the background saying you better stop talking about the Knicks. That's what I hear.
When when Halliburton hit the choke was just so.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's just an observer, right? Like these are not my teams, but I remember Reggie doing that.
Oh yeah.
In that place,
and they were pointing at each other.
It was incredible. It was riveting to watch. And Peter, let me say this, but now I extend this on behalf of Wizards and Bullets fans everywhere. But you, your wife, and the baby all welcome to come on home to Wizland.
You know what? And by the way, here's the funniest truth about that, right? So the Wizards were always my second team. But, like, there is no question if the Wizards were actually competing, I would absolutely be rooting for them. It's just they make it so easy to be checked out, especially of all the bad Wizards runs. I would actually say we're currently in the worst I can remember. This is just, this last 10 years has been, since John Wall didn't really work out, and then Bradley Beal was like borderline John Wall too. This is, it's just been so, so bad. But like, even if you were to jump back to those, you remember those early series between the Wiz and Cleveland, like in the 07, 08?
When LeBron had
06.
LeBron brought Jay-Z and Gilbert brought Soulja Boy. Like, that was pretty telling of where things were in that rivalry.
By the way, what a great point by you.
It was that was a different time, man. Peter, we gotta run, man. Take care of the baby and try to make up with your wife before you have to go back to work.
Yeah, no. Listen, we're Team Knicks all day, baby. That's right. Don't you worry, babe. Team Knicks.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. That's our buddy Peter Rosenberg from ESPN New York, WWE, ESPN First Take. Dude does it all. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, got to make some bets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Everybody's getting ready for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Got a show tomorrow, but we've been talking about this flag football all week. It appears NFL players will be in the 2028 Summer Olympics playing flag football. I was able to get some odds. We were talking about this. Gold medal winner. There's only two bets available. The U.S. or the rest of the world?
All right.
The U.S. is minus 300.
Rest of the world?
You get the rest of the world. You get literally the rest of the world.
For?
2-1.
Oh, man.
You taking the field or you laying the minus 300?
You know, I might put two bets in there.
Just bet on both?
They just bet a certain price. So if you win, you win. If you lose, you still. If you win what you want to win, you win money. And if you don't end up getting the team you want to win, winning, you still make money.
I think
make sure the bets are a little lower.
Good luck with that strategy. You can bet if a current college player.
I could be like you. I could bet all the time and just don't
just
win.
Slowly bleed out. will a current college player be a starting quarterback for the team? Yes is plus 250. No is minus 400.
I'm going with no.
All right. I got specific. Starting quarterback for the Team USA 2028 Olympics. Lamar and Jaden are 3-1. I'm sorry. Lamar is 2-1. Jaden is 3-1. Josh Allen, 5-1. Kyler, 6-1. Mahomes, 8. Jalen Hurts, 10. I have a thought on this. I think people just love the content machine about this and the hypothetical discussion about this. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of those dudes are playing quarterback in the Olympics in flag football.
I think if it's the Olympics, it's a different story. But you don't understand, the baddest content machine in the world is the NFL.
Right.
And I'd be damned if they're not going to want one of their guys throwing the balls to everybody with a chance to win a gold medal.
I got your guy. And you can bet him at 25-1.
Who?
Justin Fields, come on down.
Hell to the no.
Yo, in 3 years, Justin Fields is marginal starter at this point. But he's an electric runner. Like, there's no, oh my God, what if something bad happens with Fields? The NFL doesn't have any fear of that. And he's an electric player. Imagine trying to grab a flag off Justin Fields' hip.
I think the quarterback. Justin Fields is way easier to take a flag from than it is, Lamar or Jaden.
Sure. But those guys are going to have $300 million guaranteed in the bank.
Don't worry. They got a Lords of London contract that'll be ready for it.
I think this is much ado about nothing, and by the time we get there, we're talking marginal players.
All right, when you figure
White
out,
Brian, give us
when
some,
you figure
some
out
numbers.
That I knew what I was talking about again.
Jeff was the only one that won yesterday.
Jeff,
Hallibuckets. What's happening tonight?
Give me Luke Littler and Luke Humphreys darts, baby.
Team Luke.
Jeff is weird with these darts.
Jeff is weird without his darts.
Tis true.
Oh, you said it.
Wolves plus 7.5.
You just take the Wizards plus 7.5?
Wolves.
I'm taking the Red Sox money line.
Red Sox money line.
I'm going both Anthony Edwards and SGA over 26.
I feel like I'm in a bad place in this series. I can feel it. I was on the Pacers and the points last night. But I can tell that I am going to lay the points tonight as a reaction to Monday night's game, which is a bad place to be, or Tuesday night's game. I'm going to lay the points with the Thunder.
Lay the Thunder, dog.
You want the Thunder? All righty, folks. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Hondo Carpenter. That was a wild ride. You missed that interview. Injected into your veins. Thank you to Garrett Johnson.
Hondo came out. Yo, Jimbo and Jim, you got to listen to that.
Hondo definitely gets down with the Rude crew. Garrett Johnson called us from Congressional. That was very cool. Bobby Blanco joined us talking some baseball. And Peter Rosenberg from NYC. Fun day. We're back at it tomorrow. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Jeff owes you some darts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.